Ja. So, Limud of Chofetz Chaim is a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, from the refuah Shleim, B'Sai Shachal Yisrael. Says the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim now moves on to start discussing the various lavin and assays involved in the Yisrael Lashon Hara. And as an introduction, he says as follows. He says, if you eat chaza, then you're doing one avera. The person who eats chaza, he does one avera. Obviously, if he eats it twice, then he does it twice. But there's one avera involved. So we all know, for instance, that if you eat a sheretz, if you eat a bug, if you haven't been boidik your lettuces properly, and you eat a bug, then you're over five lavin. So obviously that's stricter. He says there's no other avera in the entire Torah like Lashon Hara, which has got altogether 17 lavin or bittel essin involved in speaking of Lashon Hara. And he goes through them. And he says as follows, he gives a moshel. He says, for instance, he said, you come into shul and there's a step just in front of the shul. So at that step, you're going to place some, maybe a yellow and black tape on the edge of the step so that you will know to mind your step. He said, what will happen if you go somewhere where there's a steeper step or there's a little drop or something? Then there's going to be a sign, mind your step. You go onto the underground and you've got a sign painted on the edge of the platform saying, mind the gap. And when the train comes in, you hear, mind the gap. Yeah, so you get warnings. So what happens if you're approaching a nuclear facility? He said that as you get nearer and nearer, you can see the signs with the skull and crossbones say you're approaching a dangerous site, you're approaching an area where there are dangerous chemicals, etc., etc. And as you get nearer and nearer, the signs become bigger and the signs become more prominent. And obviously, once you're inside the nuclear facility, as you get closer to the core and you get closer to the areas where the actual nuclear reactions are taking place, then you have to wear a full suit and you have to wear a helmet on top, and there are signs and warning signs and there are bells and there are sirens and who knows what. So he says the more strict or the greater the danger, then the more warnings you need. The greater the danger, the larger the size and the scope of the warnings, says the Chofetz Chaim. And therefore, when it comes to Lashon Hara, yes, for Chaza, it's an Avera, it's bad, but there's only one Avera. And the bugs, very interesting. A lot of people say, for instance, oh, I'm very, very makpid, I don't eat in that restaurant because the flesh isn't, it's not this flesh, it's not that flesh, etc., etc., without mentioning any names, don't trust the kashrus, etc., etc., but milchiks, I'm okay. Yeah, milchiks, I eat anywhere. And the truth is that the bedikat toiloim, the bedika of the vegetables, is a lot more important than the standard of the shechita. Probably all the shechitas are good, or probably all the meat is good. I'm not an expert, I'm not saying. But the risk to the person of eating a sheretz, the risk of eating a bug, which is somewhere in the vegetables and hasn't been properly checked. I remember we were once staying in a hotel. I won't say where, and I won't say who the but it was a hotel that was licensed by a kashrus authority, let's say, yeah? Not a private heksher of one rabbi, but a kehila heksher. And we were served gefilte fish on Friday night, the Friday night meal. The first course had gefilte fish, and the gefilte fish was served on a bed of lettuce. There was like a lettuce and a piece of fish on top of the lettuce. And I went over to the proprietor and I said to him, my piece of lettuce is actually moving across the plate. Yeah, it was full of bugs. It really was. You could see them. The little thrips and things like that. You could see them at the thing up, and he'd served it, And he made me a ganz excuse. He told me that, there's a... The unions are very, very strong. The unions of the people who work in the kitchens are very strong, and they don't allow the mashkiach, they don't allow him to do anything in the kitchen. So they don't allow him to check the vegetables properly, and if he comes in, then they make sure he doesn't do anything. He only stands and watches, and that's about as much as he's allowed to do, and he's not allowed to touch the vegetables, etc. I said to him, in that case, you can't serve lettuce. You know, he can't say because I'm not allowed, or the mashgiach's not allowed, and therefore I'm going to serve the lettuce. Yeah, so bugs are more serious. Says the Chofetz Chaim. So, chazer is serious. Bugs are even more serious. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you 5 warnings. So when it comes to Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you 17 warnings, because Lashon Hara is the nuclear danger, is the big danger, because of all the things that can result from it, as we've been discussing till now, all the Goliaths and all the Tzoros and the Sinas Chinam and who knows what results from that. So that's the Chofetz Chaim's introduction to the Essen and the Lavin. And then he starts focusing on some of them individually. How are we doing for a speaker? Who's supposed to come today? Is he here? Okay. Pardon? I do have the booklets. Yeah, they're in my car. But my car's not here. But the question is, are we going over onto the next page? We've got one page left in the old ones. I picked them up yesterday. Started putting in the bookmarks and things. Okay, so he says as follows. Corrective measures, yeah? So he says the other point that he makes, this is on day 10, which is Yud Aleph Tishri. Where are we today? Yud Shvat. We're Yud Gimel Shvat, so we're still 3 days behind. So we've got some catching up to do. So he says the other thing he says that you find when he says that the Torah gives us more warnings of Lashon Hara because it's the most serious, he says it's also the only avera for which you see divine retribution straight away. Generally speaking, the Rabbeinu Shloim, you know, if somebody does an avera, then you don't have immediately thunder and lightning and a booming voice coming down from heaven saying you've done something, and then something crashing down on his head and sending him to hospital. We don't get divine retribution thing up for any of the averas throughout the Torah, except Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara results in tzaras. So tzaras is a disease, it's a spiritual disease, which comes only from the speaking of Lashon Hara, Rechilus, and that sort of thing. So he says there's another indication there how serious the Rabbi Shem took the Lashon Hara. There's the only time when you can actually say, this person spoke Lashon Hara, as a result of that, he caught tzaras. You point to the tzaras, and you can relate it back straight to the Avera. Well, generally speaking, we can't do that.
Saturday, Turnaway, Northwest London. Tuesday, 13th of Shabbat, 23rd of January, Rabbi Aaron Springer, Shliza, Tatsi Shir. This week, Turnaway is sponsored by Family Kaufman, Lila Nishmas, for the Shayor, Ben of Azon, Shimshon, the Chon of Rafa, the Yatzai, this tomorrow. Lila Nishmas, Mora, Sora, Roita, Vasa, Ben Yom, and Akhenal, Leo Sholem, the Yatzai, this next Monday. Plus, Hashivuyim, Vachayolim, Ben of Homosha, Harid, Vachayolim, the Shalom, Ben Heiro.
Amen. He's only speaking 15 minutes. That's his shit.
Yes. Good morning. There's a very interesting topic in the Gemara. Chatzi Shir. Eating half a shear, as we know, there are shiurim in the Torah. There's a shear of kezayis, a shear of keseves, kebeitza, revius. What is the din with a half a shear? And there are various cases and nafkeminis about a half a shear. And we'll try, Be'ezus Hashem, to discuss some of these nafkeminis. So, the sugya is in Gemara Yume Ayin Dalet Omid Beis. Chatzi Shir. If someone, the Gemara is talking about eating a half a shir. We will soon get, Be'ezas Hashem, we will talk about being over an Issa, which is a chatzi shir. Now the Gemara is talking about eating a half a shir. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's also, it's forbidden. One thing we have to clarify. Of course, the onish, the punishment, one only gets 4 full shear. Malchus, kores, skila, is only a complete shir, no question about it. The shaila that we're talking about is one, even if one doesn't get punished, but is one allowed to do it? Is one allowed to eat a half a kezayis of chelev, a half a kezayis of bosav v'cholov? Of course one will not get punished, but even if one doesn't get punished, there are things which are considered potu avol asur. Even though you don't get punished, but you still may not do it. We have to listen to Hashem's rules, even if we don't get punished. The punishment is just to spur us on. But if Hashem says we may not do it, we may not do it, even if we don't get punished. So the shaila here, is it also? Rabbi Yochanan says, Minatoyre tse isadoy reise. Why? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Kiven de chazi leitz tarufa. We'll soon try and explain what that means. It is possible to be metzaref. If you eat a half a kezayis now, and sometime later you continue eating another half a kezayis, it will be a whole kezayis. Since if you take two half kezayisim and put them together, it will be a whole one, then a half is also asa. That is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Chozi leitz tarufa. This is a svara. Even though you only get punished if you eat a whole kezayis, but since two half kezayisim make one whole kezayis, you may not eat a half a kezayis. That is Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, I do not agree. Mutter. The Torah says, achila. Achila means a kezayis. According to Reish Lakish, perfectly mutter min haTorah to go and take a half a piece of chazer, eat it. There's no issa. Rabbi Yochanan says it's osa. Reish Lakish says it isn't osa. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it says a braisa. Not just in the braisa it says chelev. if you eat a whole kezayis of chelev, says in the braisa, it's also, because of course it's also. If you get a punishment for a whole kezayis, of course it's also to eat. That's what it says in the braisa. The braisa was before Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish. It says in the braisa, are you allowed to eat a whole kezayis of chelev? Of course you may not, since you get punished. What would happen if you eat half a kezayis of chelev? Says the braisa, you may also not, since it says kol chelev. Kol is a ribui. So says Rabbi Yochanan, I have a braisa. Why are we arguing? I have a braisa which says you may not eat a half a kezayis of chelev, even if you do not get punished, since it says kol. Says the Gemara, asmachta ba'alma. The braisa says it, kol, but it's only an asmachta. So, to conclude, Reb Shlokish is maskim, midrabonon one may not. So there's no question nowadays after drabonon we may not do a half isa. The shaila is it a deraisa or not? Rabbi Yochanan says it's a deraisa. Since we have said before, chazi litz tarufa, since two halves make a whole, then it will be a osa. Then it's also, and he brings a proof from Kol Chelev. And Reish Lakish says, I do not agree in the Svora of Chazilitz Tarufa. Achila means a kezayis. The braisa is asmachta, it's only drabonon. So, in conclusion, it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is it also medaraisa or medrabonon? Of course, it's also, but whether it's deraisa or drabonon.
Sorry. Early on, you suggested that Reish Lakish was saying it was muter lachatchila.
Midaraisa. Rabbi Yochanan said it's also minat Torah. Said it's not also minat Torah. It's muter lachatchila. But he's talking about what the Torah said, what Moshe Rabbeinu said. After the Rabbonon have come, it's certainly also now midrabbonon. So, the Rishonim ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan. As we've said, it's also midoraisa. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you do not get a punishment, but you may not do it. But Rabbi Yochanan has said a couple of things. First, he said a svora, chazilitz tarufa. He said, It's obvious. It's logical. Since two halves make a whole. So, if I'm eating so one half, it must be osa. If I would eat another half, I would be over. So, of course, one half. And then he says, it's a ribui from kol chelev. Again. So, Rishonim ask, make up your mind, so to speak. Is it a svora or is it a posuk? So, on that we have a machloikis, the Ran and Tosfos. Tosfos says, chozilitz tarufa, the svora, since two halves make a whole, tell us how to learn the posuk. The Tosfos says, if it just says kol chelev, I wouldn't know what it means. What it means to be marbe. What does kol chelev? Kol. What is it marbe? Since we have a svora that two halves make a whole, I know how to learn the posuk kol chelev. The Ran says, no. The chozilitz tarufa is as if we're saying the reason why did the Torah. Usually we don't know why the Torah says something. But now the Chachomim said, why did the Torah asa a half a shir? Why? Half a shir should be nothing, since two halves make a whole. Again, Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos says that the svora, the logic of two halves make a whole, tells us how to learn the posuk. And the Ran says, two halves make a whole tells us that is the reason for the posuk. So, what is the difference, the practical difference in Nafkemina? We have a posuk which says kol chelev, which tells us a half a issa is also osa, a half a kezayis. And we have a logical, because two halves make a whole. Says Tosfos, the two halves make a whole tells us how to learn the posuk. The Ran says that is the reason for the posuk. Says Reb Chanan, goa gishmak avot. He says there would be a gewaldige Nafkemina between Tosfos and the Ran. There would be a gewaldige Nafkemina if the Svara is telling us the reason of the Torah, or if it's telling us how to learn the Torah. The difference would be, if it's not possible in the world, it is impossible to make these two halves into a whole. We've just said there's a svara of chozilitz tarufa. Chozilitz tarufa means, since I'm eating half a piece of chazir, and I would eat another half a piece of chazir, it would become one whole. Then, if one whole is osa, then half also has to be osa, because it's a chefzadi isura, it's a piece of isa. What would be if it's not possible to eat two halves? How is it not possible to eat two halves? How is it not possible to eat? Let's imagine somebody makes a shvur. A shvur, a neder. I will not eat strawberries on Monday. What's today? On Tuesday. Parshas Beshalach. Which has been picked at 9 o'clock in the morning from the corner of Golders Green Road and Highfield Road. That's his shvur. He will not eat strawberries which have been picked 9 o'clock in the morning on the corner, which were grown on the corner of Highfield Road and Golders Green Road on Tuesday, Parshas Beshalach, Tov Shin Pei Dalet. And there's only one strawberry growing there. And that strawberry has been cut in half, and there's only half a strawberry which is left in a kezayis. And he's made that shvur. He will not eat that strawberry. Now. And he goes and eats it. He doesn't go and eat it. No. He wants to go and eat it. And he comes to the Rav. May I eat this half a strawberry? It's half a kezayis. Tells him the Rav. 1 second. Chotzi shir osa min ha-toyre. Yes. You're right. A half a shir is osa min ha-toyre. But why? Why is chotzi shir? Of course, Midrabonon, he's not allowed to. Right. He's not allowed to practically. But we're talking about if you would be in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu before the Rabbonon came. Would it be an Issa Doraisa or not? When he asked the Rav, it would be enough Kamina and a Sophic. It's if it's a Sophic Drabonon Lekola, about Sophic Doraisa Lechomra. Is it a Doraisa? Is it a Doraisa also? Now, this would be the difference, says Rav Chanan, between the Ran and Tosfos. Again, the Ran said, let's start from, let's recap. The Rabbi Yochanan told us two reasons why a half a is also. One reason was logical, since two halves make a whole, logically it should be also. The other reason was, since it's a posuk. The Ran says, the Svara is the reason of the, it's telling us why the posuk is, why the half a is also. Why should half a thing be also? Since two halves make a whole. Tosfos says, no, it tells us what the posuk is asking, we wouldn't know. So the difference between the Ran and Tosfos is whether, in Lomdische Sprache it's called, it's a sibbe or a simen. Is it a tnai? Is it necessary? Is a hafe issa only also when it's possible to do the whole issa? Oh, it's not a it's only a simen, tells us how to learn the posuk, but a hafe issa is always also. And that would be the diff, and the Rav's answer, whether this person is allowed to eat this strawberry midoraisa, would depend on that. If you're learning according to the Ran, that it's the reason of the posuk, the only reason the posuk says a half is also, is because I could be a continue, I need a whole issa. But now, since the only thing which is also is that strawberry which was picked on Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock on the corner of Highfield Road and Golders Green Road, there is only half. There is not possible to finish the whole issa. If it's not possible to do the whole issa, then the half issa is also not also. That's what the Ran says. The Ran says the reason why it's also is because you will do the whole issa. Here it wouldn't apply. According to Tosfos, it's not the reason for the issa. The reason for the issa is because the pasuk says kol chaylev. Kol chaylev means every half a issa is also. How do we know how to learn the pasuk? That came from the Svara. It's not a condition of the issa. It's a gilui telling us what the pasuk means. So that would mean a half issa. So the Ran and Tosfos would argue, according to Rebbe Chanan, what is a half a issa also if you cannot possibly do the whole issa? According to the Ran, it's if you can't do the whole issa, it's permitted. And according to Tosfos, even if you can't do the whole issa, a half a issa is always also. That's one example. Another example, practically, you'd need an exact stopwatch to do this. But if at the end of the day, let's say it's a minute before the Nacht. A second before Nacht. Motze Shabbos. And we know that Kosev, let's take the Issa of Kosev writing. You have to write two letters. One letter is not an Issa of Kosev. Two letters. Shem Mishimon, Shem Mishmuel, we all know that. One letter is not also. If somebody has a stopwatch and he has only a second to write one letter, 2 seconds he doesn't have, or let's say it takes him to write a letter 5 seconds, and there's 10 seconds before Nacht. Sorry, and it takes him 10 seconds to write 2 osias, and he only has 5 seconds. Is he allowed to write one letter? It's half an issa. It'll be Motzei Shabbos. The same thing would be Motzei Yom Kippur. He only has time to eat half a keseves. Or Motzei Pesach. Only half a kezayis of bread. Any opportunity that he can only, we said before, if he made a shvur and there's only one of that kind in the world, or if there isn't any time, there's only time to do half a issa. There, says Rebbe Chanan, would be a very geshmak enough gemina between Tosfos and the Ran. According to Tosfos, a half a issa is always also, even if you can't. And according to the Ran, a half a issa is only also if you could make the whole issa. Says the Shagas Arya, he has a proof that a half a issa is not also if you can't continue. If you wouldn't be able to finish the issa, a half a issa isn't also. What is the Shagas Arya's Raya? Because if somebody is walking on Shabbos, or before Shabbos, he's walking before Shabbos, and he has his purse, and he has a valuable amount of money in his purse, and it is on Shabbos. What should he do? Leave it there. It'll be a great loss. Says the Gemara, he may walk 2 amos. Since we know a person is the Issa of Shabbos is only walking 4 amos. And he's going to walk 2 amos. So he should walk 2 amos and stop. 2 amos and stop. So he will not be over the Issa Doraisa. That's what it says in the Gemara. Says the Shagas Aryeh. He says, if it's only an Issa Drabonon like Resh Lakish, I can understand it. I can understand it. The Rabbonon didn't make the Gzeira in such a case when it's a great financial loss. I can understand such a thing. I can understand how the Gemara permits to walk 2 amos and another 2 amos if it's only a Drabonon. The Rabbonon, maybe the Gemara understood they did not make it an Issa when it's a great financial loss. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Issa Doraisa. Just because you're going to lose your money? Issa Doraisa? Chazilitz Tarufa. An Issa Doraisa? An Issa Doraisa, one has to give away all one's money not to be over an Issa Doraisa. So you lose it. You'll tell your children and your Eniklach, I had a purse with £15,000, but since it was an Issa Doraisa, Baruch Hashem, I gave it up for Shabbos. Why is the Gemara telling us it's not Pikuach Nefesh? Why is the Gemara, how can the Gemara tell us he's allowed to walk 2 amos? And the Gemara says, since 2 amos is not an Issa. Of course, 2 amos, you're not Chayiv Skila, but it's a Chotzi Shia, and Chotzi Shia is also Medaraisa. That's what the Shagas Aryeh asks on the Gemara. He's holding a purse with £15,000, £20,000, and the Gemara permits him to walk 2 amos. Says the Shagas Aryeh, obviously, since it's a proof from here that since it's not possible says the Shagas Aryeh that it's not a proof from if the answer is from here the Gemara if it's possible to prove that. Like the Ram, that if it's not possible to have a Chozilitz Terufa, then it's not Osa at all. Not like that Sadan Tosfos. We said, according to Tosfos, it's only a Gilui Milsa. That means even you're not allowed to do a half a Issa, even if it's not possible in the world to finish it. But the Shagas Aryeh says, according to this Gemara, it would be a Raya to the Ram, because what is Osa on Shabbos? What's the Issa of Shabbos of Hitzor? We know it's an Akira Letzoyrech. You have to be Oiker, you have to pick it up, and it should be possible to take it 4 amos. And 4 amos. But if I, in my head, decided I am going to pick it up and only move it 2 amos, means this Akira was only made for 2 amos. This Akira, this picking up, was only it only has koyach to move 2 amos, because that's all I decided to do. So this 2 amos, is it possible then to go another 2 amos? Is it possible? If I picked up an object on Shabbos, and I've decided to move it 2 amos, it's only a chotzi shir. And then I decide afterwards to continue another 2 amos. Would that be an Issa Doraisa? No, because walking 4 amos on, carrying 4 amos on Shabbos is not osa. You need the akira. You need to pick it up in order to take it 4 amos. You need an akira, walking 4 amos, and a hanocha. That's what you need. That's a halocha of Shabbos. Says the Shagas Aryeh, this moving 2 amos on Shabbos is like eating half a strawberry, which there isn't the other half. It's not possible to finish this melocha. It isn't possible. You've made your Akira in order to carry it 2 amos. You cannot continue another 4 amos. So, and since the Gemara says it's permitted, is a raya that if someone does, if the Issa is only possible to be done in a half a manner, it's not Osa. Again, we had the chakira before. If the issa is not possible, like a minute before the nacht, or there's only one strawberry in the world, or here, as we're talking, you make an akira, you pick up an object, and in your head, you only decided to take it 2 amas. So it's not possible to take it 4 amas because you didn't, because it depends on your machshava, and you thought to do something else. So the Gemara permits it, is a proof that a half a issa, which is not possible to make a full issa, that half a issa is muta deraisa.
So if he'll pick up the chafetz with the intention of moving 2 amas,
right,
and then he walks 4 amas,
yes,
and he puts it down,
yes,
he's not over?
He's not over, no. Because the akira has to be letzorech taking 4 amas.
But his kavana matters.
It's akira letzorech, yes.
There's a difference in the case, because with the strawberry, there's no way objectively of having the second half,
right,
of the strawberry. Here, if you change your
that's what we've said, that you can't change your mind. The mind has to be in the in when you've picked it up. Then it has, you have to pick it up in order to carry it 4 amas. And if you pick it up in order to carry it 2 amas, then the next 2 amas, you haven't had a picking up yet for it. That's the chiddush of the Shagas Arya. It's almost time to finish. So till now we've spoken about an issa. An issa. If you're allowed to do an issa, of course, Rabbonon, you may not do it. If you're allowed to do an issa, if it's only half the issa, and we said it would be a machlokes, Tosis and the Ram, if the next half of issa is not possible to be done. Just bekitze, the shaila is there an inyan to eat, to do half a mitzvah? If a person has only a half a kezayis of matzah, he has only one hodos, and sometimes it's quite negea, and now Baruch Hashem, we all have matzahs, and we have abamin, and we have tefillin. We don't, Baruch Hashem, run into these problems. But what we sometimes do, if a person wants to be mavis sedra before mincha, Shabbos mincha, before Shabbos mincha, that is a preferable inyan to do. In the halacha, one should do the chatchila before Shabbos mincha. The next chitta b'dievet is till Tuesday. The next chitta is till Simchas Torah. We all want to be lechatchila de Giyidin, and be mavisadra shnei mikravecha tagim before Shabbos mincha. If he's run out of time, he only has a chance to do half the sedra. Or mea brachas. We have to do mea brachas on Shabbos. A person, I've seen a lot of gedolim try and make 3 different. Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to daven for Omid every Shabbos mincha in order to have another 7 brachas. A lot of gedolim, and it's halach in Shulchan Aruch, try and make 3 parties on three times on Shabbos. In addition to the davening, if you look in the halacha, you're missing about 20 brachas on Shabbos. So if you try and make 3 times, have an eighth adoma shahakol and adoma, you can have 7 brachas 3 times over Shabbos. Then you've made it. And every person, halach in Shulchan Aruch, one has to make 100 brachas on Shabbos. What happens if you didn't manage, you didn't have the fruits? Is 80 brachas enough? Is a half a mitzvah anything? Oh, I can't. So it's a machloikis. The chido. We'll have to stop now. The chido and the Mishnah Lemelech. But the Tosfos Yeshonim says in Yuma, Taflamates Omid Beis, it's einoi mitzvah legamri. He's talking about there, the famous Gemara, it says, when they were doling out the lechem haponim, it says, and they used to grab because there wasn't enough lechem haponim for everyone. It says, "Hatznuim moishchen es yedeim." That's what it says in the Gemara. The choshev kohanim, they didn't grab lechem haponim. Everyone was only getting a tiny bit anyway. They didn't take. Us, the Tosfos Yeshonim, why didn't they? We're talking about a mitzvah of eating shiraim from the lechem haponim, so you only had a small bit. Says the lechem haponim, loy have a mitzvah achila legamri. This one word illuminates for us. Legamri. He said it wasn't the proper mitzvah. It's a kind of mitzvah, but it's not the 100% mitzvah. It's sota shaychas mit mitzvah. So the tznuim, the choshev kehanim, decided that in order to be mekayim a mitzvah, which is only a shtikle inyan of a mitzvah, it's not enough for them to start grabbing and fighting with other kehanim for a shtikle mitzvah. So that was the kehanim. So we see one thing from the Tosfos Yeshonim, that a half a mitzvah, Avadi, to eat a lechem upon him, one has to eat a kezayis. And to have a bit, a tiny crumb, higiani kapul, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, it's called a shtickel mitzvah. It's not a proper mitzvah, it's an inyan fina mitzvah. And the Kahanim decided that they paskened for them to grab is not the right thing to do, to grab for shtickel mitzvah, to fight with other Kahanim. You don't do that for a mitzvah, which is not a proper mitzvah. But it illuminates for us that if a person can only do half a mitzvah, half a mavah sedra, half mea brochas, or if chalila, we come to a matzah that we have to eat half a kezayis matzah, or something like that, Tos Yeshanim has paskened for us. It's a shtickel mitzvah. Of course, it's not the right thing, but it's an inyan to do it.
If it was a shtickel mitzvah, why would the snowy mushrooms be there? Why didn't they do a shtickel mitzvah at least?
Because they would have to fight with other kahanim. There was a fight going on then. They were all grabbing.
Yeah.
For shtickel mitzvah, they paskened for shtickel mitzvah. Yeah, by the way, as Tos Yeshanim tells us, that they weighed up. For a shtickel mitzvah, we'll be mevat on shtickel mitzvah in order not to fight. Fighting goes in a shtickel mitzvah. They would be a shtickel mitzvah. And they'd all